is Brock Bowers of the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to JT the Brick on Raider Nation Radio.
It's the JT the Brick Show.
You know, we're going to have a lot of positive energy. The guys that love to compete and play with passion are going to have a chance at our place.
Your silver and black home to sound off for over 25 years.
Man, I'm loving it, man. They're making my job tremendously easy to be out here with these young, talented players, man. I think we have a really good team.
I'm super excited. I'm already loving this fan base, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And now, here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT, as we get rolling, Monday Night Football. Three words, right? We've Monday Night Football. That means everything to the Raider Nation historically, from Phil Villapiano and the Snake to Biletnikoff and Branch, all the way through every era of Marcus Allen, Jim Plunkett. Monday Night Football means something in this organization, and we got an opportunity to host the home opener at Allegiant Stadium. Welcome in, JT. We got a great show for you lined up today. On the back end of the show, I got to take off for Allegiant, so we'll have part of my Max Crosby replay interview, my conversation with Pete Carroll. We are live on the radio now. If you want to get in, I want to get some atmosphere going. I want to get some energy going here. We're one of the few flagship radio stations in the NFL. That means we're one of only 32. There might be one or two stations that don't even have a lineup in a day part like this. So we're one of the few that get a chance to do this. Fans are listening to us. They're streaming us here on YouTube. Thanks for getting in so you get the mini monologue before the show for free. JT the Brick YT. And you can watch us on X. We're streaming live on X at JT the Brick. So with all that happening here, I got a very focused show. I'll be live from the torch inside Allegiant Stadium right at 5 o'clock. I think doors open at 5:05 when you get in. You just want to come up the elevators right up to the torch. You cannot miss it. It's the easiest place to find anybody. It's where I had a couple of cervezas for the Canelo fight, which is really the Crawford fight, where I was there with my sons on Saturday night. So that's what we're doing here. So if you want to get through early in the show and get through now at 702-365-9200. We will get you on here early, obviously as an on-air pep rally to get this thing moving. PT's fuels the monologue. If you don't have a ticket to a game and you're looking, we have an array of choices tonight that I'll get into. But PT's fuels the monologue, 5 to 7. They'll have the game tonight. Half-price drinks. It'll be a festive atmosphere. Golden Entertainment, proud partner of the show. The Raiders are in a pretty good spot here because it looks like Brock Bowers is getting better. I will not know until we see the actives and inactives come out, and we get that. We give that to you first live at the torch. The Raiders will put that out. It looked like he was, as Vinny said, Bonsignor, it looked like he was ramping up with some better news. Especially with the Landon Roberts, there's a couple of Chargers that are going to be out here. They're going to be inactive. So with all that happening, the Raiders have to win this game. It's not a must-win game, but it's our home opener. We definitely treat this bigger. This is a home opener. It's Monday Night Football. It is a critical game. Also, Denver collapsed and lost, and Kansas City lost in the Super Bowl rematch and had no answer for Philadelphia. So it was a best case scenario, absolute best case scenario yesterday for the Silver and Black. Best case, only if they win today. Nothing matters if they don't win this game. In order to win this game, they have to play a great football game. At times, they played well. They played really well in New England, but they disappeared for the entire second quarter. You can't do that tonight and beat the Chargers. The Raiders are going to have to play smart football, clean football. They're going to have to get off the field on third down, and they're going to have several explosive plays. All of that combined gives the Raiders a chance to win this game. They're a 3.5-point underdog at home. When you're an underdog at home, you're supposed to get 2.5 or 3 points. So when you get that, you know at this time the Raiders are not the favorite. The Raiders are not the favorite here at home. And why is that? Because the Chargers are legit. As I've said, this has been the most concerned I've been about the Chargers in decades. I think they have a really good team. I've bashed the Chargers over the years for just being pretty much irrelevant, completely irrelevant for most of your life. They've never won a Super Bowl. They'll never be the Raiders. But from time to time, they've had good teams. going back to Dan Fouts and Phillip Rivers and LaDainian Tomlinson and Antonio Gates and Junior Seau and John Jefferson. They've had good teams, but the Raiders have been better. Tonight coming in, most of the NFL thinks the Chargers have a better team and a better roster. We'll see. We're going to know a lot tonight by the time I get home after the postgame show. We're going to know everything we need to know when I get off the postgame show with Lincoln Kennedy tonight. And I think the Raiders are up for the challenge. It's Pete Carroll's birthday. Happy birthday to Pete Carroll. I think that is a great moment for Pete Carroll tonight. Imagine having your birthday and you're the coach and it's on Monday Night Football. Let's deliver for him. And then the other issue that I think is going to be pretty interesting to me, very interesting, is Geno Smith. Indoors in a dome, because he played pretty good with the wet ball in New England and won the game and was explosive there. But I also believe that we have got to see a big night from Ashton Jeanty. He was drafted for games like this, indoors, in a dome, on a fast track, and he had a touchdown in his first game and a win. That's all that mattered. Not that he didn't go over 100 yards or 50 yards. He had a touchdown, which led to the win, and he got a win. Now he's got to have a touchdown or two and some big yardage. The only way possible to keep Justin Herbert on the sideline is, one, to knock him out of the game. Number two would be three and outs where the Raiders go on a 11-play drive that eats up about 6 minutes. That should be attainable with Geno. Geno can throw underneath. Geno can throw to his tight ends. When the Raiders go four wide, which I've been preaching all offseason throughout the summer, with Jacoby Myers and Trey Tucker, and Brock Bowers, who lines up in the slot, not a tight end. You have Michael Mayer in a tight end. And then you have Dante Thornton out there. And you have Ashton Jeanty behind Geno, who can catch a ball. You got five guys who can go out in a route and make a play. The Chargers can't double-team all those guys. So Chip Kelly knows this. He's drawn up plays that give Geno Smith, if the ball comes out on time, If the offensive line can pass protect, Geno can look off the double team and find someone who could be wide open, and that would move the chains. Also, I need Ashton Jeanty to pick up some first downs on first down. First and 10, I need 11 yards. Second and 6, I need 11 yards. I need that from him. And then the elephant in the room is the young corners. The young corners have to play well in this game. They were able to get out of Dodge at Foxborough and win the game. They played well. Caillou Blue Kelly, Eric Stokes. If you're going to throw them out there, if Pete's going to put them out there to play this whole game, there will be times where they will give up yardage. You know it. Justin Herbert is not going to be denied of a couple of big throws. How will those young players react? And can we please, please keep an eye on the middle of the field? Can we make sure on 3rd and 11 there isn't 15 yards open across the middle for an easy catch? For an easy catch. We can't have that. So what I'm basically telling you all is this. We don't need to play We the Raider Nation. We don't need a perfect game. We don't need a perfect game, but we need close to a perfect game and a great game. And we just got news that Jaden Daniels is questionable with a knee. He's got a knee sprain for next week out in Washington. I thought the Raiders got screwed when the schedule came out. They're playing Monday night as Jaden Daniels and the Commanders will be off since Thursday, and we got to travel across country. If Jaden Daniels was coming here, I wouldn't be whining much about it, but we got to go to D.C. On a short week, but he's injured. J.J. McCarthy was just ruled out for the Vikings. Joe Burrow is out. He's going to be out anywhere, maybe up to 6 weeks. So with all of that combined, there are going to be a lot of guys who are out. There are going to be players who are not available. Players who are not available up against the Raiders coming up. And then the Raiders' next home game after this is Chicago. And look at Chicago. They're a mess. I tweeted out yesterday, the Raiders play the Giants, the Titans. Daniel Jones tore up Denver. That Denver loss was huge. That Denver loss was monstrous. So things are setting up nicely for the Raiders, but they got to take care of their business. All right, everybody's lined up to go. Let me get going here. Chris in West Oakland jumped out of practice to set the tone today. Chris, big night tonight. We went to many of these home openers together in Oakland. Vegas needs to show up tonight.
Absolutely. This was always one of my favorite days of the year. We always seem to get the late night part of the doubleheader on opening weekend, and we'd already be in the parking lot or lined up outside getting ready to go in. I miss those days. But real quick, you're right about the Broncos yesterday. They collapsed. The great Sean Payton, I'm not going to lay it all on him, but the Broncos could have put out an instructional video on how to lose a game in the last 6 minutes yesterday. Love to see it. And I'm with you. I don't believe in must wins in game two. You're not going to win or lose the division tonight. You're not going to make the playoff tonight. But one thing Pete Carroll has stated, and we've talked about over and over, the Raiders can't compete until they start taking care of the business in their own division. They got a chance to do that tonight, get up on top of the Chargers. Things set up well, I believe. They're not going to have to deal with the neutral field aspect because the Chargers don't have any fans, and it should be a rabid, crazy silver and black crowd tonight that's got a whole day to get greased up before kickoff. So that being said, JT, you know, I don't predict a lot of victories against teams like the Chargers. I'm not going to bet on it. I think this team needs to do three things. One, Geno Smith has to have a big game. Again, more important than Jenty, but Jenty needs to run the ball a little more. He has to guide them to probably at least three touchdowns, unlike the two last week. They do that. They have to get some pressure on Herbert. Win the turnover battle by a +2 margin. All that being said, the Pete Carroll era, I'm going to predict, not bet, but predict, is going to get off to a roaring start. They do all this in front of a crazy crowd tonight. 31-27, silver and black. And for the first time in I don't know how many years, even though it's week two, we can say we're sitting on top of the AFC West. So big night tonight, not so much for the balance of the season, making the playoffs, but changing the culture and letting everybody know that when it comes to competing in the AFC West, the Raiders are no longer an afterthought. Have a great night tonight, my brother. Have a great have a shot of Crown and a Modelo for me. Say hello to a bunch of my friends that I know are going to come and see you. I'll talk to you later. I got to get back into practice. Later, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. Chris from West Oakland starting us off. Yeah, this is an important night for the organization. It really is. It's a big night. They're all big. We've had some pretty good openers at Allegiant Stadium, beating Lamar Jackson, beating Drew Brees, right? Big games. This would be another one. And tonight is the first time that Pete Carroll is going to see his fans in a real game. And I think I saw a couple of articles written about this and people talking about this. This could be a changing moment in the Raiders' home field advantage. Now, the reason I don't think that is the Cowboys are coming to town, and the Cowboys are going to buy a lot of tickets. The Bears are going to buy a lot of tickets. The Browns are going to buy a lot of tickets. But you know what I'm saying. This is going to look and feel the way all Raiders games should look like. It does. And the march to victory over the bridge with Gorilla Rilla. I'm texting with Gorilla Rilla now. The Black Hole, that'll be at 5 o'clock. If you're looking for something to do and you want a photo op, I would walk over the bridge starting at Mandalay Bay for the victory march led by Gorilla Rilla in the Black Hole. That looks great. I saw all the social media, the Black Hole down on Fremont Street at the Golden Nugget. It looked fantastic. So it feels like there's a change here. And if the Raiders don't win the game, it isn't going to be sky is falling, end of the world. But it would be nice if the Raiders took advantage of an opportunity. And the only way they're going to be able to take advantage of this opportunity is guys like Thornton and Tucker have to be the X factor. No turnovers, no fumbling, no mistakes. Play clean. And if Bowers can go, which I'm hoping he can go, will he be limited? Will he be more of a kind of a distraction or someone that you got to double team even though he's not going to be 100%. I don't know. I'll be down there early enough for warm-ups with Fred Biletnikoff. I have a nice new tradition of getting down there with Freddie B before the game starts, and I'm going to be looking at Bowers before I get on the pregame show, and hopefully he'll get cleared to play. But Herbert's really good. If Herbert has a clean pocket, he will look off Raider defenders, and he will complete big passes. And just don't let anybody get behind you tonight. Did you see what happened in that Giants-Cowboys game? Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards. Bomb after bomb got behind the Cowboys. Bomb after bomb. He took the lead with 25 seconds to go, and then the Cowboys kicked a 64-yard field goal to get to overtime and win. We need Daniel Carlson to have a big game. We need everybody to show up. Thor is up now from the Raider Nation Drinking Club. What time are you getting down there, Thor? What are you doing tonight?
JT, let's go, baby. It's game day. Let's go. I'm fired up. I'm fired up. JT, we're going to go to Monte Cristo first at about 1:30, 2 o'clock, have a couple beverages, get us ready to go, and then we're going to be out there around 3:30-ish. Everyone's going to meet up at Monte Cristo, and then we're going to head down there, and we're going to be feeling great. We are fired up. We got everything we were hoping for yesterday with the donkey loss and the Chiefs loss. And it's there for the taking for us, JT. They left it out there. Now we have to go take it. We haven't had an opportunity like this in a while. We have the coaching staff now. We have players now. We need Dante Thornton, Trey Tucker, Brock Bowers if healthy, Michael Mayer if Brock can't. I mean, actually, we need them both no matter what. Mm-hmm. Run the ball. Like, the offensive line and the defensive line are going to be huge for us. We have to run the ball. The defensive line has to get pressure. More importantly, though, I think red zone, we have to score touchdowns, hold them to field goals. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call 24-23 Raiders in a walk-off with Daniel Carlson, and we score 3 touchdowns in the red zone, and we hold them to 3 field goals in the red zone. And that's the difference in the game. I feel like we're pretty evenly matched, mm-hmm. but we have hometown. There's 37 Charger fans in the whole world. They'll probably be there tonight, but let's go. It's going to be Raider Nation taking over in there tonight. Let's get it done, JT.
Take care, Thor. Pace yourself tonight. Pace yourself. I've been to the Monte Cristo with you. One cigar, one cocktail or cerveza, and then pace yourself. You know, we didn't start. We're not starting till week 2. And, the weather here, it's going to be hot. You're in the 90s. Pace yourself, okay, especially if you're outside. The Raiders tailgating is getting better outside. It is. There's the masquerade. There's other things to go to. The Black Hole will have one. You might be having your own tailgate with your friends. But what we like about Allegiant Stadium is, and the air conditioning and the brand-new venue, it's still brand-new, people come inside, they come to the Torch, and we give you a great environment inside the building to go have a good time. So I hope you enjoy that. Harry Ruiz at the bottom of the hour, the Latino voice of the Silver and Black. Also, Sam Munson will join us. Raider Ron is in Henderson, Nevada on game night, Monday Night Football. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, JT, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I am hyped, JT. The electricity is not on the air, but the autumn wind is, and we're going to be in there tonight. And I hope Justin Herbert feels the pressure of the law firm and the A-gap of Booker and Butler. That's what I want to see, JT. Pressure in his face, DNs crashing down, Devin White, Landon Roberts, linebacking core and company holding it down the middle, and the back end. I hope the national media gets to know Isaiah Folamau, Caillou Bukele, and Eric Stokes, and Jeremy Chin tonight very well, because we're not getting no love, and that's okay. You know, they say, it's a great opportunity for the Chargers to run the table. But I think we're going to spoil that tonight, JT. I feel it. Mm-hmm. Raider Nation is going to come in there hyped, ready. My voice is going to be gone by halftime. I hope and pray that Pete Carroll gets a birthday win for himself and for us. I'm excited tonight, JT. I hope you have a great time. Raider Nation, LFG.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Pete Carroll birthday thing is kind of cool. I really do. And Joe Padilla comes in on the chat where you could all talk together. Happy birthday, Coach Carroll. They're going to win tonight, JT. The Raiders are going to pull this out for Pete Carroll on his 74th birthday and make that a 2-0 start birthday gift. That would be nice. Again, I'm not in the prediction business, but I root hard. And I want the Raiders to win every game. They're not going to win every game. This is a home division game. A home division game. And those are the ones that really feel extra big. Extra big when you got a home division game. You go big, you win that game, then you're 2-0. And the Commanders have not looked good. The Commanders got completely dominated by Green Bay. I mean, dominated. So did Detroit. And I think they could be in a situation now where the Raiders, they won't be the favorite going back east on a short week, but they could match up, I think, really well. I really think they can match up and put up a good fight here with whoever they play. But tonight is going to be about playing close to perfect. It's got to be in the great game category. It can't be a good game. Can't be an average game. Raiders play average. They don't win the game. They don't win the game. They don't have a chance if they play an average game. They play a very good game They could be in it late. Anything could happen. The ball can bounce their way. If they play a great game, I think they can win. Ryan, in Vegas. Ryan, what's going on, man? Thanks for holding. You're up.
Hey, JT, I got a question about the defense. Why do we have so much trouble covering a tight end? It seems like it's going back 10 years plus.
Yeah, I talked about that a lot. I talk about that a lot. It's my big theory is we don't hit them at the line of scrimmage. It's the free release. We've given free releases forever, especially to Kelce, where they're not hit at the line of scrimmage, so they're able to get in their route. And we haven't had good cover linebackers. We've had decent safeties, and now we got Jamal Adams, who can do a lot of things. But we haven't been able to hit tight ends at the line of scrimmage, and then we're not very good when it comes to linebackers in the passing game.
Yeah, I just think that over the last 15 years, it's just been a mess. Even with Jamal Adams last week, we still got killed. It seems like it's either the coordinator is not. I don't know. It seems like we're going to run into teams that are going to be, that's all they're going to do.
Well, we got a good coordinator, a really good one, who's going to be a head coach soon, and we have a legendary defensive head coach in Pete Carroll. You would think that they would figure it out. You and I are talking about it on the radio. We're talking about it. I think those are professional coaches. I think they're aware of that. There's only so much you can do with your personnel. Do you want to double team the tight end? I don't think we have to double team the tight end here tonight, but we have to double team the tight end when we play Travis Kelce and some other teams. And I don't know. I think overall losing the players we lost in Trayvon Merrig and obviously Robert Spillane, we got new guys in there who are going to be on TV tonight on Monday Night Football, and if they don't do their job, they're going to be exposed for the whole country to see. I'm hoping they step up.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. All
right. One last question. Who's the halftime show?
I don't have that. I'll have it at the torch. As a matter of fact, I'll find out. I don't know who's lighting the torch. I don't know who's performing. I didn't get the text. Thank you for the call, but I'll find out, and I'll let everybody know about that. 702-365-9200 is the number. The monologue is brought to you by Fountain Blue. We told you how excited we are to partnership with Fountain Blue, one of the premier properties in the world. And they have the Hall of Excellence led by the collection of Jim and Fran Gray and Tom Brady's collection of memorabilia. Some of the best I've ever seen. I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I've been to Canton, Ohio to the Pro Football Hall of Fame many times. This is different. You have Muhammad Ali. You have Elvis Presley. You have Clint Eastwood. You have Reggie Jackson's bat. You got Michael Jordan's first ever pair of Air Jordans he ever wore. You have Kobe Bryant's McDonald's High School All-American jersey. Otani's cleats. Whatever you want to see, it's there. It's on the second floor of the Fountain Blue. You can't miss it. Tom Brady and Jim Gray's Hall of Excellence. We'll be promoting it a lot. That's why they partnered with us. They want us to remind all the locals and especially everybody who's in town from out of town. You got plenty of time today and tomorrow to stop by the Fountain Blue and go to the Hall of Excellence. Thrilled that we're partnering with them. Harry Ruiz coming up and your phone calls to the top of the hour. And then I'll get ready. We'll have my Max Crosby interview, which I think is appropriate. Pete Carroll. And I'll head down to Allegiant Stadium. Smash the like button and please subscribe to our YouTube channel. I think more and more people are finding out what we do with the voice here during the day, and we'd like you to be a part of it.
Welcome back to the JT the Brick Show, brought to you by Modelo Especial, the new number one beer in the U.S.
See if they put this in the air. Geno Smith is going to throw. He rolls to his right. He pumps. He heaves. Wet ball for Thornton. One for one. Comes back. Slides and makes the grab at the Patriots 39-yard line. Oh, my goodness. The wet football was like a dying duck, but he picks up 36 into Patriots territory to the rookie.
That was a big play. That was a really big play overall for the Raiders to close it out. Jason Horowitz on the call. Kirk Morrison on the call tonight. We'll have them both on the pregame show. I think we have Jim Plunkett live from the torch. Donald Penn. Summerlin South Little League lighting the torch. A lot happening tonight. It's 91 degrees right now. The high will be 94. Mark Jones just texted me from the black hole. The victory march with Gorilla Rilla will start at the base of the Hacienda Bridge at 5. They will gather at 4. So if you're looking for something cool to do, get your phone out, Go check it out. Could be a lot of fun. Go walk over the bridge with the black hole and Gorilla Rilla. I think there's going to be drones taking videos of it. It's going to be fantastic. Robert in Portland joins us on game day in Vegas. What's happening, Robert? Robert in Portland, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's get a good phone. There's background noise. Let's focus on the call. We got you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think that last year when Dobbins took over in the fourth quarter, I think it's critical that we stay close and we don't turn the ball over. It's imperative that we at least be able to run a little bit. I know it's going to be difficult because Harbaugh, you know, style. But I think that if we don't turn the ball over and we get at least one turnover late, I think we got a chance. Otherwise, if we don't run the ball, it's going to be a difficult night because Harbaugh, you know, he's a guy that wants to run, wear you down. And that's what happened to us last year in the fourth quarter. Uh-huh. So I'm hopeful that we can somehow pull that off.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Robert. Good to talk to you. Appreciate you being here. And the running game, I would really like Ashton Jeanty to have 120, 130 yards tonight. I really believe that. I'm not talking about 80 yards. If we win the game and he runs for 80 yards and one touchdown, I'll celebrate it. But there are going to be memorable Ashton Jeanty games. And we could use one tonight. Again, everything's got to be clicking tonight. The Chargers are good. Now, the Chargers, I wouldn't put at the level of the Eagles or the Ravens or especially Buffalo, but we're not playing them. We're playing the Chargers. And the Chargers have improved, and they got a really good coach. They got an elite quarterback, and they got a lot of playmakers on that team. But so do the Raiders. I mean, if you say who's better, this linebacker or the Charger linebacker, it's kind of even. They don't have Max Crosby. We don't have Joe Alt. But we got Colt Miller, who's pretty good. Gangsta Raider on Monday Night Football checking in. Go ahead.
Yay, yay. You know we're going to pillage the village. We at home, and we're going to show what to do. And I was watching this podcast called It Is What It Is with Cam and Mace. And Pac-Man Jones made the statement that Geno Smith is a top five quarterback. And they laughed and was, you know, clowning him, saying, because he said that Geno Smith is better than Justin Herbert. And I agree with him. You know what I'm saying? I think Geno going to show it tonight because this is going to be his coming out party. I think it's going to be Geno and Jeanty. They're going to be the stars of the night on offense. And on defense, it's going to be Max and Blue Kelly. I think Blue Kelly is going to have a pick or two, maybe two, you know what I mean, by himself. And I expect at least two or three sacks on my line. You know what I mean? One of them going to come from Tyree Wilson. But you know what I'm saying? But the Chargers, they're a good team, but they not us. We got a much better team. I think we got much better coaching, and we're going to show out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody meet up at the Torch, like JT say, and show out. You know what I'm saying? Show up in all black and be a Raider. Show your Raider and get it on. Let's go. Keep it gangster, y'all. I'm gone. Oh, yeah, 34-17, my score. We're going to blow them out 34-17. Mark it down, and I'll call you back tomorrow to get my prop.
We mark everything down. It lives in a podcast. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're cool enough to call in again. So I'd like to see the Raiders pull away and play with a lead in this game and not have to come back. But the Raiders do have a player now in Geno Smith that can lead a comeback. You know, with Geno, they have the ability now to come back if they're trailing. If something bad happens in a game, they need to reset. Geno can come back. And I don't think we had that in the past. We haven't. Derek Carr was able to do it, and he had a lot of comeback wins. But Geno can definitely do that. So Harry Ruiz is going to join us here any moment. We'll get him on the air. He'll be calling the game on our affiliate here, on our Spanish affiliate, which we're excited about. And he's always doing a great job. And that's where we're going to be here, as we have the best insiders that join us every week. Monday, it's either Mark Anderson or Harry Ruiz, Sam Munson at the top of the hour. I don't have to do my national show tonight on Sirius because I'll be the last one out of that building. When the post-game show ends, we'll do a 90-minute post-game immediately following the game. So very busy day, very nice weekend. Everybody's been asking me about the fight. I enjoyed the night tremendously. It was a bucket list for my sons and I. Both my sons, we got them tickets. They came. I went. Had a great seat on the floor, so I was pretty close to seeing everything that was there. It wasn't a great fight. It wasn't, because Canelo is definitely not in his prime anymore, and Bud Crawford is. And Bud Crawford's a little bit older, but he's lighter. He was more athletic. He's fit. He was able to move faster than Canelo. Canelo wanted a brawl. He wanted to get inside, and Bud Crawford basically fought a Floyd Mayweather fight. There was no memorable punches, and there was no memorable rounds. But was it entertaining? Yeah, I was there. I was entertained the whole night. Harry Ruiz coming off another UFC road trip and a win, kind enough to join us, the Latino voice of the silver and black. So you getting used to this travel, doing big-time college and big-time NFL?
Absolutely, JT. Thanks for having me on today, especially after USC gets a win on the road. It's my first flight back from being out on the East Coast with SC getting a win. So it felt easy, even though we had like a 3.5-hour weather delay before the game started. Just get one win over there. Now let's get another win here today.
All right, so let's get into the game. What are you looking for tonight and your keys to the game?
Man, one of the keys, look at the turnovers. I loved it that Isaiah Polamalu, he got his pick against this past week against the Patriots. The Chargers, on the other hand, they only allowed 8 turnovers, or they only had 8 balls taken away from them in 2024. That's the second least in NFL history. So if you're able to get the ball away from Justin Herbert, from one of his weapons, either interception, force a fumble, I think that can turn the game in favor of the Raiders. Look at what happened in the start of the third quarter. The Raiders got a pick, and that was the momentum shift that they needed to end up winning that game. So I want to see the Raiders get their hands on the football. And the other one, I want to see Ashton Jeanty have his breakout game. The Patriots, you know their strategy. You know there's, even though you don't have Bill Belichick there anymore, they still try to take away your best weapon and then make you beat them with another one. They took away the running game from the Raiders. Now I don't think that's what the Chargers are going to be looking at, just focusing on Jeanty, because you know now that Geno Smith can also take over with 300-plus yards. So those are my two keys. Get the ball away from the Chargers, get takeaways, and also get the run game rolling.
Yeah, this is a big night for Brock Bowers. I'm not going to assume anything, but it looked like he was trending upwards coming off his injury there. And I just want to make sure they use him properly. But this could be a big Michael Mayer game. I think that Mike can sit down in windows, as the broadcasters like to call it, where he can find a spot in the middle of the field. He's a big target for Geno just to move the chains. Is Geno going to want to have big explosive chunk yards? He had 5 receivers over 20 yards, as you know, in that first game. Will this be a game where he just wants to eat the clock and pick up 10, 11, 12 yards and keep Herbert on the sidelines?
And look at it this way, too. 5 over 20 yards, 4 over 40 for the silver and black last week. So you're able to get that ball around to a lot of different players. But that's a great observation, because you want to keep Justin Herbert at bay. He's not the same type of quarterback that Drake May is. You want to be able to avoid being that football in his hands, because he can get explosive play after explosive play. Even though last year they focused on the run game, we saw them in week 1 in Brazil. They're not afraid of throwing the football and running it when they need to. So if you're able to get the ball around to the weapons, but we also got to say, Michael Mayer, completely different player than Brock Bowers. He's great in his own way, but Brock Bowers, he's an alien, man. He can go completely different ways, inside, outside, tight end, block. He's incredible. Michael Mayer, he's more of a traditional tight end, but that doesn't demerit what he does. He's a great player, and if Brock Bowers can't go, Big Mike, he's going to come to the rescue with Ian Thomas. So you still have multiple tight ends that are dangerous weapons.
Yeah, we're talking to Harry Ruiz, who'll be calling the game tonight. And yeah, Harry, this is an interesting game for me, because this is the type of game that Herbert could really exploit the Raiders' corners if he has a big game and the Raiders don't bring pressure, or the corners, you know, flags holding because guys are trying to get off and get around him. So I think we're going to come back here and be talking about that tomorrow, is how did the corners show up? There's not a lot of depth at that position. There's not a lot of Pro Bowl talent yet there at that position. And we know that Harbaugh and Herbert know this coming into the game.
That's a big test for them. Huge test for the Las Vegas Raiders secondary. Not just the corners, include the safeties in there too, because you got a Ladd McConkey who killed it last year. You got Quentin Johnston who had his breakout game in week 17 out here in Las Vegas last year. Keenan Allen is back. He has men that he could throw the ball to. Will Disley, the former tight end for Seattle that Geno Smith played with, that Pete Carroll coached, he's also in there in the mix. So this team, it's a dangerous team. There's a reason why they went from 5 wins to 11 in a 1-year span without Jim Harbaugh to with Jim Harbaugh. They are well coached. They are well prepared. And they're a great test for this Raiders team. But also, this is a great opportunity to raise your hand and say we're here. This is your statement game for the Silver and Black. Even though it's just week two, this is a great opportunity for the Raiders to – we already saw them win a game that was a coin flip. This one, the casinos favor the Chargers on the road,
yeah.
So that means that they are clearly the favorites. Go out there and beat the teams that others don't think you're going to beat, and then you're going to start making noise in the NFL.
Well, Tom Brady's in town. It's Pete Carroll's birthday. Mark Davis is coming off the fight, the Canelo-Crawford fight. This is a big weekend in Vegas. There are a lot of fans in town for this one, and these are passionate Raider fans who have been through a lot, and they're not going to make bold predictions, but they're just hoping the team is going in a different direction, a different winning direction here, and a lot of that will be proven tonight if they can make this a statement win. I think this has the opportunity to set up to be a statement game and give the Raiders a lot of momentum going to D.C. the following week.
And the team can't focus in the future. They can't focus and win three, but we can take a look at it, us, as outsiders, as journalists, as media, and fans as well as people who follow the team. You look at all the injuries that the Commanders had in week number two, and you're like, man, things are setting up to potentially go out there, and if you win tonight, it wouldn't be crazy to think about going 3-0 to kick off the 2025 season. So it's like, hey, you take care of business today, that leaves you in a great spot for Sunday to go 3-0 and come back home against the Bears, a Bears team that hasn't looked great in this start of the season, and go and, heck, 4-0. When was the last time that happened? With Gruden in 21?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell everyone where they can listen to your broadcast tonight, please.
Yeah, check out the Raiders app. It's the same way you go to look for the English broadcast. We're right next to it. There's English broadcast, Spanish broadcast. You can check us out there. Raiders.com/Envivo. We're there as well. And then in tons of Lotus Broadcasting affiliates around California and Las Vegas, you can hear us there. But primarily, go to Raiders.com/Envivo and the Raiders app.
My son superimposed your photo on our live stream with the white jacket. What is your drip tonight? Will you be going white, classic Al Davis jacket, or the black jacket? What, give us a preview.
JT, it's going to be 95 degrees when I'm going to be out at the tailgate. There's no chance in hell I'm going to be wearing a white jacket today. Maybe I'll save it for November, for December. Today, just black plain t-shirt outside, and then once I go into the booth, I'll wear a black Raiders polo.
You got it, buddy. See you out there. See you in the press box. Thank you.
Take care, JT.
That's Harry Ruiz. We have him here every other Monday. We appreciate that. And if you're considering a luxury SUV for the family, you need to look at the 2025 Volvo XC Hybrid. It's got three-row seating. It earned the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety Top Safety Pick Award. And you can either lease or finance. That's what's great about Mike over at Rainbow and 215. Just go there. Go there if you're looking for a vehicle. You're getting rid of your BMW, your Mercedes, your Audi. You're getting rid of a car, a Volvo, right there at the top of the list. I think once you test drive it, hear the great stereo, and you know the safety. If you have children, you want to be safe. You want to have the safest vehicle. Go check out Mike, our good friend and new partner. That's Volvo Cars of Las Vegas today on Rainbow and the 215 and Finley Volvo. .com. Let me get Ken in Sacramento. I know there's some Sactown fans coming into town. Hello, Ken.
Yo, what's up, JT? Yo, I think tonight, all eyes, it's crazy because you have the two teams in the NFL. They are the most recently newly located franchises. Vegas, Los Angeles, you guys blessed with franchises now in pro sports. And that's a good contrast as well. I like the color scheme with the blue and the black. Well, you know what? Hey, I was going really hard for the Raiders when my sister was going to school out there. Mm-hmm. Ironically, now she has moved back to Los Angeles. So now I'm kind of rooting for the Chargers. So tonight, I just want to see a good bout, just like Canelo and Crawford, and may the best team win. I got my eyes locked on Crosby and Gentry on the offensive side of the ball. And I believe for the Chargers, defensively, I'm looking at Deion Henley. And on the offensive, I'm looking towards Herbert.
Okay. Yeah, Herbert's tough. Appreciate the call. Herbert is going to be really tough to spot and to stop. He's going to be tough. Ian Rappaport an hour ago, they have a full story up on the Commanders starting quarterback Jaden Daniels suffered a knee sprain on Thursday, looking like he will be questionable. If they're putting that out there on Monday, it's got to be pretty serious. And I don't root for anybody to be hurt. I want to see teams play at full strength. But if a quarterback can't go, that could change the outcome. All right, so we got everything rolling today, and we're excited about all of our proud partners. Now I'm telling you about another one, Gatsby's or Bel Air. Gatsby's is inside Resorts World, which is fantastic. Great sports lounge. Fantastic. And then I go a lot to Durango because it's right by my house, and they have the lounge Bel Air right to the left when you come in off the lobby, and they're looking for you to have a spot to go where you're welcome for Monday Night Football. Click Hospitality, proud partner of our show. They threw an amazing. My wife didn't go to the fight with me. She stayed back at the Cosmopolitan with a buddy of mine and another couple, and they went to the Click Lounge right there in the lobby, which was fantastic. So we got a new proud partner, Click Hospitality. They got a whole bunch of great establishments and lounges in town. And the two we want you to focus on tonight, if you're in town and you don't have a ticket for a game, Gatsby's is right there at Resorts World, or please go to Bel Air at Durango. It opens up out to the pool. They got these big screens that are going to come down from the ceiling. I think it'll blow you away. A bunch of drink specials, and they all expect us to make sure you have a good time. All right, when we come back, more of you and your excitement of the game. I'll go around the league. Top of the hour, Sam Munson will join us. Q's going to be broadcasting from Silver Sevens today, which will be really exciting. And then we got Monday Night Football live from the Torch. And Gorillarilla, his 30th anniversary with the Black Hole. Hopefully we have a great night in store throughout Raider Nation.
Welcome back to the JT the Brick Show, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Visit titosvodka.com.
Bowers motions right to left. Snap. Handoff. Genty trying to pick his way forward. He's pushed. He gets out of the pile. Touchdown, Raiders! Ashton Genty, his first career score, and the Raiders capitalize on the pick. They go down for six and take a 13-10 lead in the third.
Do your dance, young man, do your dance.
Ashton Genty's first touchdown in the NFL. The Raiders won the game. That's all I care about. I'm not a fantasy guy. I don't care how many yards you get. I'm not the president of your fantasy league. I don't care about yards. I care about wins, and tonight is going to be really important. Vinny Bonsignor put out a good column for multiple reasons. Tonight is shaping up as one of the biggest Raider games since moving to Las Vegas, and it sets up even bigger games down the road. Great feature there. It does make a lot of sense. This is a very important game. He also has the latest on Brock Bowers there. I'll be reporting first when we get it from the Raiders PR tonight if Brock Bowers is up or down. I hope he is up, which means he'll be playing and he'll be active in the game. Limon, my friend in Henderson. It's been a while. Good to see you out there. What's happening?
JT, my brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Big night tonight.
Oh, man, I'll see you over there at the Torch tonight. That's a for sure thing. Listen, hey, we got a coach. I talked to you last year about a coach. What's his name? From the Chokers, you know, man. I'm so excited, dude. I'm so excited we got Coach Carroll this year. I'm going to tell you something. He's a proven coach. We're going to get a win tonight. Happy birthday to my coach. We got an offensive coordinator. You know, he's the, you know, he's badass too. Excuse my language, man. I can wait. Let me tell you something. Tonight we're gonna be going out of there 23-17, winning. Be on top of the mound. We're gonna be first place. I mean, I love my coach, Carol. Happy birthday. Your present is waiting tonight. Let's go, Raiders.
Okay, thank you for the call, Limon. And your coach is 74 years old today. And that would be a great party for tonight. No doubt about that. It would be unbelievable. We want the victory, and so does Remy Martin, 17-38. Take the crown with the game's smoothest picks. From September through February, we're going to celebrate great performances with a Remy, 17-38. And hopefully one of those are tonight. And I don't think we're going to hold the Chargers to 17. No. I think the Raiders, if they win the game, it could be something like 33-30 or 27-24, you know, in that area. I hope it is an exciting game. I want to see the Raiders put up a lot of points here. But it's tough to say with Geno Smith and Justin Herbert that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't know many people. It's a high under. I think the under is 46.5. That's a pretty high under there. And if you look at that number there, they're looking like 24, 23. And the Chargers there. I got people saying Jack Yates, 10. See, that's not fair to the Chargers. The Chargers are better than 10 points in a game. They're very good now. So if you don't like the Chargers, I get it. Just say you want them to lose, but don't act like they're not going to show up. And Herbert, in his last playoff game, was awful. Then he was really good in Brazil. So I want to have Max to have a good game. I think you want to line up Max opposite of Joe Alt, because Joe Alt's really good. Not that Max can't beat him. I think Max can go up against him on a few plays, but the best percentage for Max to have a big game is to line up at his typical left side and get after the quarterback. And what happens if Joe Alt, you know, goes up against Malcolm Kuntz all game and gets the better of Malcolm Kuntz, but in the fourth quarter, Kuntz gets a strip sack and it ends the game? That's what we want to see. And Tyree Wilson, please put your hands up. Get your hands up. Put your hands up tonight, Tyree. That's all I want to see him do, is try to rush. If he's not getting to the quarterback, stop. Get in the quarterback's running lane and put your hands up and make a play. And this could be a good Jeremy Chinn game, too. He's got experience. He played in the NFC Championship game last year. They can't let anybody get behind him. Like, oh, do you see the Cowboys? I mean, the Cowboys were just an absolute disaster on the back end of their defense. We got a lot of injury news today. So Sam Munson's going to join us, and he'll join us to lead off the top of the hour. And we'll go from there. It's a Modelo Monday. Normally a Modelo Friday for me. Modelo, proud partner of the show. There'll be a lot of Modelos going down in that parking lot and in that stadium. I can promise you. JT on the way to the torch in about a half hour on Raider Nation Radio.